The costs and benefits of rezoning properties into timber production were explored as Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors changed the zoning of a 3,000-acre Bridgeville property. At their May 13th meeting, supervisors approved a zoning change that converts two-thirds of the Buck Mountain Ranch from agricultural zoning to timber production zone, or TPZ. County planner Andrew Whitney described the rezone as a pretty standard action, and the applicant, Cottrell Ranch LLC, has filed several timber harvest plans over the last 20 years. But the rezone drew some discussion among supervisors, with Supervisor Mike Wilson questioning financial implications. TPZ property owners get tax breaks in exchange for keeping their lands in timber production. Answering questions from Wilson, Whitney said the county will lose about $12,000 a year in property tax revenue with the rezone, although some of that would be recouped through taxing timber harvests. The costs and benefits were discussed in this exchange between Wilson and Planning Director John Ford.
I just want to caution us to, in our sort of like enthusiasm for these changes, I don't really see any net benefit to the county necessarily, other than a landowner has of a very large holding getting a tax break, or is there another viewpoint on that? And I'm happy to hear it.
You're raising a good policy discussion. But the other side of that policy discussion is that traditionally the county has incentivized, the state has incentivized people to hold land just for the exclusive production of timber.
Yes.
That has been traditionally a very important industry within Humboldt County. And so the mechanism to incentivize that is moving it into TPZ.
Wilson noted that the county's general plan allows residential development on TPZ parcels, and protection of timber production is, quote, not quite the same as when state TPZ laws were created. But Ford said viable timber production still needs to be proven, and if properties are subdivided, parcel sizes can't go below 160 acres. And Board Chair Michelle Bushnell said TPZ zoning helps ranch landowners keep their properties intact.
When you don't have a tax break like this, oftentimes, generationally down the road, folks can't keep their lands, and so they end up selling it. And if there were to be structures built, a residence or so on this, that would be appraised differently, and we would see taxation from that. And if TPZ were to come out of it, it takes, I think, 10 years for the buyout, they would have to make up that land, those land tax values within that 10 years. Is that correct?
That is all correct.
So the benefit is that this family can keep this land in their family, which has been, Cottrell Ranch has been there for many, many years. And they have logged on this land for years and ran cattle on this land for years. They have put money back into Humboldt County time and time again.
Supervisor Steve Madrone has long been an advocate of land conservation through providing incentives. He described TPZ zoning as one of the ways to do it and said preventing land conversion saves the county money.
We might get more taxes by keeping it in AE, but if it does get broken up and subdivided, we have a lot more expenses. More expenses on the roads, from traffic, more expenses for all our public services, and you know that's parcelization that can occur. And there are a lot of negatives that can come from that in terms of our budget if you add up the whole budget, not just looking at the tax part of it, but the costs of services and everything else. So this is why this type of tax incentive was created several decades ago, along with Williamson Act for ag land. But this has small pockets of ag land within what is mostly timberland, so it probably doesn't quite qualify for Williamson.
Another change from rezoning from ag to TPZ is that with TPZ, permits for new cannabis farming are not allowed. Supervisors unanimously approved the zoning change. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.